Joined by Mountain View Colts head coach Gord Olson after a sweep of the North Division final. The Airdrie Thunder and the Mountain View Colts were separated by 1 point during the regular season. Gord, did you in your wildest dreams expect to be able to pull this off in four games?
No, I didn't think it was going to be a sweep. They're a really good team, but just things worked out for my guys. Come out and really set the tone the first game of the series, scoring 16 seconds or something into that game, and it just seemed to really set the tempo for us.
Game four, to go to Airdrie and be able to close it out on the road. You managed to do it in Black Falls in the opening round. You know, how did you manage to do it again here tonight?
We had a good first period. We were up 3-1, and then in the second, we had a pretty major relaxed time, and Thomas Delasiega stood up for us. Tommy was great in the second period. We got a late goal to put us up by one with 10 seconds left and got an early one in the third, and then got the insurance, for sure, the insurance marker with about 4 minutes left.
How impressed are you with the way that in the third periods in particular, when your team has gotten the lead here in these playoffs, that you guys have just, you know, absolutely been able to shut the other teams down and just keep rolling each line over the boards, and they keep, playing defense first?
They just bought into that. We didn't have as much offense in this series as obviously the Black Falls series, but it's a tougher team. Our defense was great. I mean, when Thomas is, when they make a mistake and Thomas is there for them, they get back and move it out. But yeah, our back end was really big in this series, in both series.
As far as the games that we were able to see, you guys have game three. It's a 2-1 lead. There's about 10 seconds left in the second period. Felt like Airdrie was really pushing at that point. And Thomas comes racing out of the net and is able to get to the puck ahead of Clay Murray, who could have gone in on a breakaway, potentially tied the game. Does that seem like it was a moment that, the whole series seemed to be in the balance and, your guy made the play and you guys were able to just keep on going?
I was definitely a turning point of that game with the fellow who was going to catch that loose puck. So, yeah, I know I just put my head down and, just hope for Thomas's best. I really wasn't watching it once he got about halfway out there. I just put my head down and hope for the best.
Yeah, and so you guys managed to go on and complete the sweep of the Airdrie Thunder. What impressed you the most about your team in this North Division final?
Competing against a really good team and, playing good defense and buying into the team system. They just played an overall team game. The captain, Cole Sutherland, and assistants, Dennis Lawrence, and Clinton Armitage, and I'm lost for my third one, Tyson Schmidt. They led the team real well, and then senior players around him helped lead it too. And Jacob Vanderzag has been having a pretty good playoffs for us too.
You guys had some suspensions to deal with in this series, and in the way that the lines have played out there, you got a 30-goal scorer in Tyson Schmidt, who seems like he's accepted a lesser role out there in this series, but he obviously had some time to fill in for Evan Ingram as well. What does that say about the way that you have built this team this year when players are willing to do that to keep the team success rolling?
No, it was great of Tyson to fill in, obviously, with Colton going down. That, left his line a little bit short on the left wing, and he stepped into that role. And then when I moved him up into Evan's spot there for a couple games, he filled that role, and he just kept playing. Never heard a word from him, led like a leader should, and it was awesome.
You get a chance now to go to the league final for what we believe is the first time since 1989, so a long time since the Colts franchise was in the league final. Just how exciting is that for the community, Gord?
Well, I think it's great for the for the kids in the community that are on the team and boys at the college. It's they're happy. It's real good, I think.
You guys got presented with a trophy tonight for winning the North Division. What is that trophy?
It's just the North Division title. Most years we represent with North and South, but Red, you're hosting provincials, so you have to win the overall deal to go to provincials. So we still got a little work cut out, but we're gonna give her a rep.
And you got to watch as the other series plays out. The Cochrane Generals are up 2-1 in that one on the Coaldale Copperheads. Obviously going to be a good team either way that comes out of that series. What are you expecting in your first trip to the league final?
I'm really not sure, just because it's the first trip there. The boys seem excited, so we got some time off. It seems like it's been working the previous two series to have this little bit of time off, and really looking forward to it. Either team is going to be a real test for us.